Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Sister Dante, one of you guys text me. I just need a quick mic check. Make sure you guys can hear me loud and clear. Loud and clear. Am I loud? Am I clear? Am I loud? Am I clear? I need a mic check. Hey, I need a mic check. Hey, I need a mic check. Can y'all hear me? Just want to make sure we don't have any issues. Just text if you hear me. Hello? Anyone there? Dante, can you hear me? Sis might be driving. I can't hear y'all. I don't have you guys open. So text my phone. I don't have your mics open yet. So text my phone. Let me know if you guys can hear me good. Hey, there you go. Appreciate it. Awesome, awesome. Okay, Dante, give me 1 second. I'm about to open you up. I just want to introduce the show real quick. Thank you for logging in, tuning in to the Enigmatic Wave Radio Show every Sunday night at 7 p.m. We've been pretty consistent. I appreciate everyone's support and everyone who's been committed to, you know, assisting me with the show every Sunday. As usual, we will be here as long as the conversation lasts. How about that, sis? I don't have you open, but I know you can hear me. But I'm going to open you up in a second. So today's show is going to be as long as the conversation lasts. Just quick disclaimer, try to, you know, be mindful of your background when you're speaking so everyone can hear you, including myself. And, you know, grab your favorite beverage. I am sipping on some good old H2O in my 48-hour container, half a gallon. Today's topic is the power of the voice and what lies within it. I actually put something else on the flyer, but Dante corrected me. So this is the topic. So I'm going to open him up, and we're just going to dive right in. Boom, boom. Dante, I'm opening you up.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
That's great good. Evening, Dante. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting the show today.
Well, no problem.
Thank you. Thank you. Sis, I'm going to open you up in a second. Or just text me once you're ready for me to open you up. I don't want to just open you up because I know you in motion. How was your week, Dante? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It's good so far. What about your weekend? How's it going so far?
My weekend is amazing. I'm sitting here in a very, very good mood. I actually been sitting here for about 16 minutes before the show started. So I've just been here just winding down, getting ready for the show. So, yeah, my weekend has been pretty good. I appreciate you asking. So let us know who you are and where you're calling from, and just give us a little brief background of who Dante is. Dante with the A, by the way.
So my name is Dante. I'm coming from the Cleveland area, east side of Cleveland, 152nd in St. Clair area. And that's the area I grew up in. And it's really not much to really, like, as far as they give you, like, a brief rundown. I mean, it's really not much.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. So I know this is your topic, and you could just lead it off. I'll piggyback. You know, how it works is that every now and again, once I see someone log on or someone I think that's going to chime in, I'll just kind of give them a friendly reminder on how to chime in. So you guys, if you want to join in the conversation, once we get started, hit your number one on your phone. That's going to notify me on my end to bring you into the conversation. Other than that, I won't know. Or you can text my phone and say, hey, because I do have folks that text. So you can either text or hit your number one on your phone, and then I will automatically bring you in. We got Jerome in the building. We haven't had Jerome in the building for the last couple of weeks. We've been missing Jerome. Jerome, I'm going to bring you in, but I know you just hit your number one or text once we get the dialogue going, but we definitely miss you. Thank you, sis, for tuning in as always. I don't have you open yet, but let me just greet sis because she's one of my biggest supporters. Hold on. Hey, sis. Oh, she might. Oh, what she said.
Hey,
hey, hun, I know you drive. I just wanted to properly greet you, say happy Sunday and all that good stuff. I know you in motion, but I'm going to leave you open. You can mute and you can just chime in when you want. Okay?
Okay.
All right, hun. All right. So, yeah, this is a good topic, Dante, the power of the voice and what lies within it. So give us a little brief on why you thought this would be a good topic to talk about, and then you could just dive right in. I'll piggyback, and then if people want to chime in, they'll chime in.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, the reason why I decided to choose this topic is because you have a lot of people that tend to look at the power that lies within their voice as not mm-hmm. Having any authority in it at all. You know, a lot of people, they have so much anxiety, social anxiety, and I'm going to be transparent, which I'm one of those people, too, that kind of suffers with social anxiety. I'm also one of those people. Anytime a challenge is brought to me, I don't shy away from it. I still stand up to it and remain courageous and strong when that challenge is brought to me. But, yeah, you have a lot of people, they shy away from giving the input or giving their testimony or something because they feel like other people are going to view it as bad or it's not going to sound up to par. But at the end of the day, everybody has something great to say. Whether you feel like your voice doesn't matter, I'm here to tell you that your voice matters. Despite what you feel and what you think. We all have different experiences. We all come from different, you know, pathways and walks of life. What you say, of course, the other person might not agree with that thing, but that doesn't mean that what you are saying is wrong. We all have different viewpoints and perspectives. And the more you are confident in your voice and confident in the things that you say, then the better you can deliver a great speech. Not just get the approval, but to first and foremost get the approval from yourself. When you're not certain and you don't feel like you can deliver a good speech or just you feel like you just don't bring anything significant or bring forth anything good, and you're going to always try to sit on the sideline and just be a spectator and just sit around and watch. But I'm here to tell you, I don't care who you are. Just the way you talk, you don't have to be the greatest articulator and the greatest orator and greatest eloquent speaker. That's going to come over time. The more you keep doing it and keep doing it, it's going to happen. And just a sideline, one of my favorite speakers is Minister Farrakhan. You know, I study him all the time, not even just the content and the things that he speaks about, but one of the things that distinguishes him from other speakers is how he speaks. And I'm here to tell you, the kind of speaking that he carries, it didn't start out like that. It took a lot of practice, a lot of dedication. He had to get exposed to more interactions, exposed to more social norms. And everything is a muscle. When you keep doing something, it strengthens. You build on it, and you build on it as you go. Like I said, you might stutter. You might be like Moses, and he said to God, I'm not a very good speaker. You know, I stutter. My speech ain't, you know, God, I'm not trying to bring this into place, but I was just using that as an example that you're not the only one. And he brought his brother, Aaron, that was a great speaker, to be his aide. You know, things take time. Great things take time. You just got to enjoy the process, and you got to enjoy the journey that God has gifted you with. And if you stutter, whatever the case may be, it's okay. The main thing you should focus on is the content of your message. Even if you stutter, it's cool. Or if you don't enunciate or pronunciate a certain word strongly, it's cool. main thing you need to focus on is making sense and making sure you're delivering the best content as much as possible. Everything else will line up each and every single time you gradually take that step, because it's a muscle that needs to be strengthened. That's all. So that's why I decided to choose this topic, because I remember also, too, when we first got connected and we spoke, we was just having a little brief dialogue, and we was talking about how a lot of people shy away from even speaking on this call or speaking about different things and placing their input on different things because they feel like other people are going to judge them or fear of rejection. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to say it's completely in your head, because we are in a harsh world, and you do have people out there, a lot of people that's going to reject what you're saying and look at the things that you are saying it's not making sense. But as long as you develop that inner confidence within yourself that it makes sense to you, then when you project it and put it out there, they might disagree, but if you have strong confidence and self-certainty in what you are saying, then they will respect you. So it's all right. Like I said, to be anxious and worried, but if you got power, and you, even if you don't see it, go within yourself to try to get connected to see it. I'm here to tell you, I don't know every person on this call, but every single one of you have great authority in your speaking. You, like I said, you might not be the greatest speaker, but that doesn't matter. It's going to happen over time. Everything matures over time when you keep at it. So, yeah, that's the point that I wanted to make.
Okay. Well, let me see. I just want to take a moment real quick. Amber, my daughter, I actually, real quick, last week, my grandson was on, and I did not shout him out. He's not on right now, but once he log on, I definitely got to shout him out, because I definitely didn't know that was his number. But I just want to recognize a couple people real quick. Sis, my other sis. Hey, sis. That's my other sis. I got a couple sis. But hey, Divine. I see Amber out there, and the fellas just chimed in. Jerome want to speak. Jerome, you want to chime in right now? Let me know. If you guys want to chime into the conversation, hit your number one. Hit your number one on the phone or text me, and then I'll know. I don't automatically bring you in, but 570, I'll see you guys once you guys are ready to hit your number one. But Jerome, I want to bring you in. Sis, once you're ready to respond, you definitely can. So I'm about to open you up, Jerome.
Hey, how you doing?
Jerome in the building. What's going on, Jerome?
Man, I was listening to the brother, and I agree 100% with him, because I also listened to the minister and was raised on the minister. And the way the minister do speak now, it is different than when he once started. But I would like to say that voice within is so powerful. You know what I'm saying? Once you understand your value first, because a lot of times we speak and say things because we don't trust our voice. We don't think somebody going to say something, you know what I'm saying, about what we're saying, like the brother had expressed. But I'm so heavy on that self-value component, because we value ourselves. It don't matter who gonna listen. You're going to hear this message that I got to say, regardless if you like it or not. And just being comfortable with yourself, you know what I'm saying? And for real, like, if I'm not mistaken, it's called the power of the voice that lies within the voice. Another thing, too, that when it comes to the voice, we lack that connection to our higher power, whatever it may be, whoever it may be. And a lot of times we try to do stuff on our own. And I thought about this, too. Think about when you got your mouth closed and you're not saying nothing, but you're hearing yourself speak. Who is that person inside that really want to express what's being said inside but never expressing it outside itself? You know what I'm saying? Because that's our true self. Because understanding that this body is a shell, right? And we come through this shell and project our spiritual self outward, right, we get the respect in that voice. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely definitely agree with the brother, you know what I'm saying, on that voice, because it's nothing more powerful than it, you know. And a lot of times our voice not heard too, because in homes, a lot of times, like your households, that's where the first bullying start at. You know what I'm saying? How we be putting each other, be like, shut your dumb ass up. You know what I'm saying? That shit you're talking is dumb. You know what I'm saying? So what it does is it starts silencing your voice to where you don't feel, or not just in our households, but in relationships as well. You know what I'm saying? We be like, shit, I don't want to say nothing. I don't want nobody to feel no way. Man, fuck somebody feeling a way. You going to make yourself feel a way versus making another person feel a way? So, yeah, I definitely say it goes back to that self-value component, though. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, that's what's up. Dante, did you want to respond to Jerome?
Everything he said, it was on point, especially when he said, like, you really can't worry about how other people feel. You got to make sure, first and foremost, that you good. You have to make sure home is good. The home lies within you. You are your own domain. So if you trying to go outside of yourself and trying to appease and please another individual, who home is in reality wrecked, because anytime somebody's casting judgment on you, that's evidence that that home is wrecked. If you're quick to judge another person, your brother, sister, whatever it is that they're doing, and some of the stuff might be justified, but you should examine yourself so you are moved and swiftly on your feet to look at another person and to look down on them. You're, in fact, looking down on the Creator himself as well.
Right.
So what you're saying is, whole point, forget how another person feels. You have to, not in the sense where you're being just completely selfish and like, I don't care about how they feel and I'm not valuing their feelings, but in the sense of you overlooking yourself. You can't overlook yourself. You have to value yourself in order to value anything else.
Right.
So what you said was definitely on point. Also, I wrote a thing that I also want to read this part that I wrote down real quick. It's not, because remember, like I told you before, I made points, bulletin points that I was going to like kind of read from and just go from there. I said the power of the voice. The voice carries great power within. The Bible says that the tongue, in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. That is stuff right there. That's powerful. That's extremely powerful, because I was just touching up on that. Those who, like I just said, simply love to cast judgment on people and love to destroy people with their tongue. You're slaughtering the person every time you destroy a person with your tongue. It might not be in a physical sense where you're carrying out a weapon and destroying them physically with a gun or a knife or machete or whichever choice of weapon, you know, that people use to destroy people. Your words is powerful. It can destroy relationships, potential relationships. It can destroy relationships that has already been set in stone and set in place and that was considered solidified and strong. Just one word, one disagreement. And then another thing, too, a lot of times when we have disagreements, we feel like that's the end all. Well, we disagree. We can't be cool anymore. We can't be friends anymore. Because you disagree with the person. Just because you disagree with somebody, that should not discontinue or stop a friendship. If it was sincere. Now, if friendship was never sincere, which a lot of times don't, because it'd be built on the wrong thing. The wrong connection. A lot of times friendships are built on gossip. You thought that person was your friend. You thought y'all had a connection, but y'all never had a connection. The only thing that kept both of you entertained was you being able to have the production line of gossip in place. meaning that you was only satisfied when you spoke down on other people. But when you got away from that, you realized that there was really nothing else that y'all really had that was a significant connection. And a lot of relationships are built on that. That's why they...
Absolutely.
Yeah, it takes a descent and it destroys.
Mm-hmm. Hold on 1 second, Dante. We got someone want to chime in. Hold on 1 second. 570, I'm about to open you guys up.
How everybody doing?
We doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, well as well. You know, I think when a person say they doing good, you know, your food could taste good. You know what I'm saying? If a person say they great, I think, you know what I'm saying, that ain't, you know what I'm saying, you ain't responding the right way. You know what I'm saying? When I say well as well, that's my well-being. You know what I'm saying? Me as a being, you know, so I think you should be saying you well, you know, all is well as well, you know. I like what dude's saying, you know, we just sitting here, yeah, this Greg calling some graphing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just sitting here listening to what y'all are saying, and I heard you spit some Christian verses. That's what's up. I'm surprised you got that one, though.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. You know, it's an open platform. I'll be tripping.
Oh, okay. Yeah, with me and Florida, we just sitting here just listening to what's going on, but I like what I'm hearing.
Okay.
That's cool.
Does Florida want to chime in?
Yeah, what's the topic?
The topic is the power of the voice and what lies within it. So basically, Dante is our co-host today. Welcome, Dante. He was speaking about his thoughts on, you guys missed most of it actually, but he did give his thoughts on why he brought this topic up and, you know, his thoughts on this topic altogether. So basically, the power of your voice.
I think the power of my voice, it works in two different ways. It works in the things I say and in the things I don't say. You know what I mean? Because my words is very valuable to me, so I can't just give them away and frivolously talking about any and everything. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's better to listen than to talk. You know, and to understand than to speak. You know what I mean? So. Most times I like to sit back and absorb and just pay attention to things and mull things over before I just give my opinion, my word on things. You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, though, I feel like my voice is powerful because my insight and my perspective is only mine. So I can look at things completely different than the next man. You know, so it could be a situation to where we speaking about something and having a collective discussion about something, and something I can say could be a different view and different perspective than anybody else has, so it can bring a different light to the whole situation. So I feel like my work is powerful. My voice is powerful in that way, and it's powerful in me being selective with them and holding them until I understand truly how I feel and to give my perspective from that point of view too. You know, so I think it works in two different ways.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah,
I like your input.
I ain't about to speak to entertain on this one though, so I'm gonna just fall back and listen too.
Okay, that's cool. So I might put you guys on mute. I'll check in shortly. Okay.
All right.
Y'all want me to leave y'all up? Well, y'all got a little background noise, but it's cool. I'll just check on you guys in a few minutes. If you don't have a response, I'll just go back and mute you. Okay. Thank you for your feedback. I'm about to meet you. Okay, Dante. So let me kind of get my thoughts on it, because I do understand that the power of your voice can be incredibly strong, and I want to give an example. See, like me, I love my platform. I've been having several people tell me that I need to change up my platform, like do a video podcast opposed to an audio podcast. And I know what people are going to say once I say what I'm about to say, because I've already been told this. But this is my comfort. And I think when it comes to the power of your voice, it's where people are comfortable at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember in college I had to do a speech. And, of course, I mean, I took speech class. And I know everyone knows in order to pass that class, you had to do a speech. I was so nervous. I remember being nervous, but I have no idea what my speech was about. I think it was, I'm sure it was about something about me because I was comfortable about speaking about that in front of the class of people who really didn't know me. But I think when it comes to the what I actually know when it comes to the power of your voice is where you're comfortable at. We could say all day long, don't worry about what a person think or might say about you, but that's the problem. Like, a lot of us can't speak up because, like Dante mentioned, oh, no, that was Jerome part himself. A lot of our bullying starts at home, you know what I'm saying, where our parents tell us that we're this and we're that, or even in a relationship, our significant other spouse might be like, okay, well, this and that. So it do silence you. You know what I'm saying? To me, the ones that are outspoken and speak up are the ones that's outspoken, speak up. Now, granted, I'm not ready to do an audio, a video podcast, but I'm sure at some point I will once I become ready to come out my comfort zone. And yeah, I get it. In order for you to come out your comfort zone, you gotta just do it. But for me, that's not where I'm at right now. But I can hold a conversation with anybody. I can hold a conversation via phone, over text, or in person. But when it comes to certain things, it's just my comfort. And I think that's where, when we're trying to understand the power of your voice, is where our comfortability lies at. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you, Dante?
Oh, yeah. It makes a lot of sense, a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Because like you said.
We,
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. It's just piggybacking off of like what you said. Like you said, like you took speech class. You went to college. So you a scholar.
Mm-hmm.
And you said even like, mm-hmm. even in that moment, you was nervous. And
mm-hmm.
you were still worried about how the people were viewing you and seeing you. And that's a common thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with feeling those things, but it becomes a problem when it consumes your day-to-day life. That's when it becomes an issue. And I know because I'm speaking from, like I said, personal experiences. We all, of course, been through that. Some people over time
right.
just, they fade away from that, but it's never completely gone because
mm-hmm.
You might not care about what this specific crowd, how they see you, how they, you know, perceive you, but this specific crowd that you're trying to please and appease, you care because you want their approval, because you want something from them. You want them
mm-hmm.
to see you a certain way. Like, for example, you know, and I'm just being transparent, you know.
Interesting.
Which is, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying.
Hello?
Just saying, go ahead. I'm here.
Yeah. You know, like, dudes that, you know, get down, you know, some dudes that's not really about, you know, the gang culture, and they get down because they're trying to, you know, they want to be seen and viewed a certain way. They want to be validated because they didn't receive that validation from the main origin, which was home. So they try to, you know, get love and get all these different things from that specific crowd. If they go to a different crowd, they might not care about how that crowd feels or what they think. But this specific crowd, they want something from it. They want to be able to finally feel powerful and feel special. So
mm-hmm.
that instance right there is different instances because it's different levels to different things that we all try to grab
mm-hmm.
attention from. But like
mm-hmm.
you said, you know, a lot of our, you know, trauma and the different things that we go through, like, the, you know, the brother said, a lot of it comes from home. Just hearing, you know, how our mom or somebody that was special to us in our eyes, how they spoke down on us or just said little things that they didn't really see, you know, much of an issue or problem over because it was something done to them. And they're not doing that, but, excuse me, they're not doing
mm-hmm.
that but transferring that energy to you. But they don't know the energy that they transferring to you is bad energy. Because it was something that was done to them. So you just got a whole lot of just baggage and a lot of burden dumping And a lot of people don't know that they are dumping their trash on you. But that's why it's important also, too, like, to go through the journey. When you go through the journey, like, enjoy the process. Because even though you don't have these things that you want, if you just stay in the process, you just stay halfway. Over time, you will develop these things. If you didn't receive the things such as having a father, over time, you're going to stay on the pathway. You will begin to receive a lot of those significant things that you didn't have. It's going to take time, but you have to remain patient and steadfast and know that God is going to bring you through all those different things that you think he's not going to bring you through. But patience is paramount, and it's the number one most important thing.
Absolutely. And just, Pastor, I want to chime in real quick, because, you know, I'm listening to everything you're saying. It's making a lot of sense. But, you know, we can use this on the flip side, too. Like, we have individuals who want to silence us, whether it's a parent, a significant other, a sibling, relative, whatever the case, or a friend, whatever the case may be. But I think that, well, I actually know that it can be used on the reverse, because you have those who want to silence you, but then you take that energy and then you reverse it. Like, okay, this person want me to not speak how I feel or do what I want. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show them different. So I think even with that same energy, not to use that term because it get on my nerves, but it can be used that way as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, let me show you how much I can speak up. And this is a little, well, not really off topic, but I love my old school shows, and I was actually watching A Different World like a couple of weeks ago. I was binge watching it, and it was an episode with Whoopi Goldberg, and she was teaching a speech class. And that's when Gina, I just know her as Gina, she was the girl who was speaking about AIDS or whatever, because she had AIDS in the show. But Whoopi Goldberg kept speaking to everybody who was speaking low. It's like, you got a voice in this world. You deserve to be heard. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us don't understand that we do have a voice, whether it's as small as in the family or as large as running a company or a country or wherever the case may be. But a lot of us don't understand the power of our voice, period. I'm one of them, because believe it or not, every time I sit down at this computer before the show, and it might just be nervousness. I don't even think it's just like, okay, girl, you've been doing this for how many years? You still sit here and get nervous, but I don't want to, I don't know what that nervousness be, though, because, shoot, we all not being seen, you know what I'm saying? So you know how a person in your face, while you talking to them, they make you feel nervous. No one is staring at me. So, you know what I'm saying? So why every time I sit down to speak, to start the show, welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to Enigmatic Ways Radio. I always stumble over that word, enigmatic. And it's my name. Like, how the heck am I stumbling over my own name? But I think it's a lot of that that's coming from when I was in that speech class. It's a lot of things that I feel not comfortable with when it comes to the power of my voice, you know. So I'm listening to what you're saying. It's like, okay, well, let me try that. I listened to what Jerome said. It's like, and of course, Greg and Slaughter, but we all have to figure it out ourselves. You know, and it's not to isolate us as individuals, because I know as a collective, we need to come together to strengthen our power of our voice. But for me, at the age I am, I'm still working on that power. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to kind of, you know, speak on that. Let me see if the guys are still there, because I know their time is limited if they want to chime in before they leave. Hold on one second. I'm about to open you guys back up, Greg and Slaughter. Hold on. Did you guys want to chime in before time run out for you guys, or y'all just still listening? I just wanted to kind of go ahead.
Yeah, no, I got some small. I got some small. I wanted to say it's just like the way I feel. I think that when you look for, it's a saying that goes, if you live by the cheers, you die by the bulls, right? So if you live for people to validate the power of you, then them same people who validate your power can take your power away from you, looking bro. The same people who validate your power can be the ones that take your power away from you, you know? So me personally, I think my power comes within me. So I nourish my power and I release my power as I see fit. You know what I mean? The way I walk, the way I talk, the way I think, that all releases my power within me. You know what I'm saying? So can't nobody dictate the power that I hold within myself. You know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
I think that do go with that go with the it go back to the way you was raised as well. You know what I mean? Because some people it's taught that it's all about your perception of things. Because like he said, that same in that household where you got people who hard on you, that same thing can nourish and make or break the power within you. You know what I'm saying? It can nourish it and uplift it and teach you how to be tough and how to have a thick skin and not internalize the things people say about you, because people gonna say anything, you know, and people's perceptions gonna always be different. So you can't take something that somebody says and internalize it to think that it means that within you. You know, you diminishing your own power at that point, you know?
Yeah, you can't stigmatize this.
Go ahead.
Hello? You can't never stigmatize my body, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's in me. It ain't on me. What I was raised up to be, you know what I'm saying? I got it from, you know, who I was around, you know what I'm saying? Some things you born into, and you know me. You know, I'm me. You know, I'm gonna take me wherever I go. So, you know, I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm going to be me wherever I go, and I'm going to be, my voice going to be known. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be known, you know, so... You can't add to me or you can't take away from me, because I'm gonna be me. So I'm power because I know I'm power. So yeah, you know, it's like
I got you.
You can't put nobody in no class because, you know, what they or how they was raised or what they done been through, you know, because I'm steady evolving. You know what I'm saying? And I'm growing and learning. So yeah, like
absolutely.
That's my thoughts on it. That's my thoughts on it. When you try to put a person in a certain class, I think, you know, your power ain't no power. You know what I'm saying? Because that person could grow up out of that class or that certain, you know what I'm saying, where he was raised.
But
yeah, that's my thoughts on it.
That's cool. But part of self, I'm about to meet you guys real quick, and then I'll check in 1 second. But when it comes to power, I think there's different levels. We're actually speaking about the power of the voice right now, but what you guys were just speaking on is more so like the different levels that we hold within ourselves when it comes to our power that we hold. Now, yes, I did speak about, I wouldn't say I'm powerless when it comes to my voice. But I did mention how sometimes I sit down at you know, ready to start the show, and it's like, why am I nervous? You know what I'm saying? But I got to figure that part out. But when it comes to other levels of power that I hold within myself, I think I know I'm very strong in those areas. But that's a different day, a different topic where we can kind of break down the different levels of power that each of us hold. But the voice is a very strong one. I will probably say it's at the top. If we think about different levels of power, of course, the voice is definitely going to be at the top. What's your thoughts on that, Dante? Do you guys want to respond? Let me see if they want to respond right quick. Hold on 1 second. Did you guys want to respond to what I said?
No, like I said, well is well, you know what I'm saying? And this well is deep, so, you know, this well is powerful, you know. And like I said, I get with y'all later. I enjoyed this show.
Likewise, okay. I enjoyed the show as always, man, for sure.
I
do your
appreciate
thing.
It. Thank you.
Until next time,
thank
you know,
you
everybody walk and talk and speak and carry themselves with power, you know what I'm saying? Don't internalize
absolutely
other people's opinions, you know, for sure.
Absolutely.
We all are powerful as one, and we even more powerful together, you know.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, y'all. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so what's your thoughts on that? Well, let me see if someone else wants to have an opportunity. Amber, I don't know if you got Cass on with you, but let me know if he wanted to chime in. And so hit your number one. Jerome, did you want to respond? I got you open, but I know you muted. Sis, I know you muted as well. So if you guys want to jump on in and respond, just go ahead and jump on in.
I wanted to jump on in and respond and say that what I like most about today's show is that it's a lot of brothers speaking. And the reason that that's important to me because historically speaking, they always wanted to silence us as black men. And I remember a time I was reading, I think it was Soul on Ice. And a brother was saying how a lot of times, like, we dress loud and do things the way that we do. We always being loud because we're not used to being heard. And when I analyze us as black men collectively, and I hear us today, we speaking, it's beautiful to me because as black men, we need to speak more. We need to address shit more. We need to stop a shit more. So utilizing our voice, because our voice, it goes so far. You know, it sets the tone of the home. Our voice sets the tone of the relationship with the woman we interacting with our children. It sets the tone in our community. Shit, it sets the tone of ourselves. Once we understand our voice and trust our voice, be able to get other people to do so as well. So our the voice and this subject is beautiful because, brothers, we need to speak up more. We got a lot to say, you know, and we need to be heard because our voice is a voice that's going to follow. You know what I'm saying? People going to follow our song when they hear it. I don't care what the situation is. You know what I'm saying? The women, everybody, like, going to follow our voice. So I just wanted to speak to that.
Okay. That's the fuck. Yeah, I've been actually saying for a very long time I wanted to I didn't even see you, Jerome, pardon myself for that. Okay, sis. You already open, sis. But I'm going to say this real quick, but I got you open. You just go ahead and unmute yourself on your end, sis. My bad, Jerome, I didn't even see your message a little while ago, but I'm glad you. I still had you open anyway. But real quick, what I wanted to say was I've been wanting to get a circle of guys on this platform for a very long time. Everybody who's been doing radio with me or supporting the show for as long as I've been doing it, you know that, because the conversation is just different. You know, I love to hear the man talk. Even though y'all know every show I always talk about, I'm not a male basher, but I'm just anti-relationship. But I do enjoy the man's mind, and I do enjoy the conversation that you guys have. So I'm open to any male that wants to come on and just, you know, let's dialogue, let's talk about it. You know, let's, like the flyer says, let's talk about it. Because like you said, Jerome, you guys do deserve to be heard. Even though the female, we got some strong minds and we got some strong opinions, but I definitely enjoy dialoguing with the male species. But sis, can you hear me, hon? Because I got you open.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey,
I hear you.
Did you want to?
Hey,
hey, girl. Did you want to? Did you want to respond to what we said?
Yeah, I think this is a great topic. And I think everybody's voice is important. Sometimes it takes some longer than others to realize that they have a voice and that their voice is important. And then they have to go through the steps to understand a way in which, you know, to communicate with other people so that their voice can be heard. Because if you hooping and hollering, ain't nobody going to hear you. All they hear is noise, you know. So I think that I think it's just a great topic, and it's something to really touch on. And it gives you
time
to sit back and think. Because every just because you say something don't mean that it's right. You know, you can agree to disagree with a person. You can, even if you disagree with them, some of what they said may resonate. You know, and I think that that's important.
Absolutely. And even with our children, like, I say this all the time, like, how I raised my children either has something to do with how I was raised or not. You know what I'm saying? But the cycle continues, because how you was raised, 9 times out of 10, is going to spill over to your children, and then how they receive is going to spill over to their children. You know what I'm saying? But we do have so much openness, because things are different even from 10 years ago based off, you know, comparing things to now. It's different. And a lot of people are speaking up, and a lot of people are utilizing their power or their voice. But at the same time, you do have a lot of individuals who do not understand it, you know what I'm saying, and do not know how to utilize it. Dante, let me ask you a question, since it's your topic, great topic, by the way. So in a case where, and it could be any age, like, because you've given some great points where a person just needs to just do it, but how would a person actually start by utilizing their power or their voice? Maybe one or two tips. Yeah. Other than just telling them to do it, because that's easier said than that.
Yeah,
person,
right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You never can just tell somebody to, like, just do it or just go cold turkey. There needs to be, of course, like, a initiation step where they gradually step into the thing that they fully need to emerge into. That's crazy that you brought that up, because I was just about to speak about that, identifying the voice. Well, in this case, like, say, for example, you lack assertiveness. And say, for example, you in a social setting, and a waiter or the cashier got your order wrong. You can take steps there by correcting them and telling them what your order is. That's you exercising the power and authority over your voice right there. Just taking those small steps, those gradual steps. So you can slowly become the full version of yourself right there. Just taking steps like that at a time. It don't have to be something massive where you go out there and protest and say, well, I want this to happen. Just gradual day-to-day life steps or small encounters. Somebody mess up, like I just said, on the order, you just correct them. Just things like that. You build up a habit, and then that habit gets strong. You get strong in that area. Once you get stronger, that area, you get comfortable with doing it. So just taking small steps at a time, and you'll eventually look up and see how far you came and where you are. And another thing, too, that's how you identify your voice, too, when you keep doing that same exact thing. And you finally find what kind of voice you really have just based off of that and just doing that. And that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. But you know what? I'm listening to you. So say, for example, I used to be that person. And my son talk about me all the time. But again, I used to be that person where, use the same example which you did, person get your order wrong. I used to be so rude and so disrespectful. And it was like I used to display this in front of my children. I didn't have the grandchildren yet, but it was just my children. But I used to get so freaking irate when I didn't get my order right. You know what I'm saying? And I understand now a lot of that came from me not understanding my emotional existence and how to control that. So I think even with that, just to add on to what you were saying, when we're trying to understand the power of our voice in different situations, we need to balance those other entities, like our emotional, our psychological, because that plays a part. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because as soon as it's not right or as soon as you get upset, there you go elevating your voice instead of, like, understanding that if you control that, you control the whole situation. But we don't know that now. You know, well, I'm saying now as back then when I was just so disrespectful to people. And I'm going to admit it, and no one is on this show that I have to apologize to, because I didn't do it back then to them. But I think about that like, oh my goodness, I was the worst person, like the worst person, and my son never let me forget it. But I've grown and I've learned to understand the different powers that I was hold, that I, you know, I hold within myself, including my voice. So yeah, I like that. I just wanted to kind of add on to that. Absolutely.
Hey, sis, I think it's about having responsibility for taking responsibility for the words that come out of your mouth, meaning everybody.
That's true, yeah.
Because as he stated before, there's power in the tongue. So there's power in your words, and there's life or death in your words. Because you can keep saying, a person can keep saying, oh, this company's not going to make it, they're not going to make it. You spoke that into existence.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm
true.
Saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can speak things into existence and not even realize it by the negative words or tones that come out of your mouth. You know, and I think that that's something that everybody needs to be mindful of.
I definitely agree with that 110%. But at the same, like I just mentioned, like, we know that as adults, we know that we control what happens by what we say and things like that. But again, just to bring up that emotional balance that we don't all understand within ourselves, it can interfere with that sometimes. It's like, now, why did I say that? You know what I'm saying? Like, think before you speak. When it's so many times we don't think before we speak. You know what I'm saying? This is a great topic because it's really making me kind of think about some things and understand a lot about myself, you know. But I definitely agree with that, sis, because what we say, it holds weight, period. You know, speaking that stuff into existence, absolutely. But I know that's on a different level, too, so. Dante, did you want to respond to sis? Or anyone else, or I don't want to say the, what I normally say, the blah, blah, blah.
No, you good. No, yeah, like she said, like this, it goes back to also, too, what I was saying, just casting complete judgment onto things and people. It's like you do, you call those things into existence. You will those things into existence when you speak those things. So it's like, that's why it's important to, like, she just think before you say anything, because if you just always uncontrollably just saying any and everything comes out of your mouth. Destruction is the only thing you eat, and that's your food, and that's what you're consuming. Every time you just keep uncontrollably talking, that's exactly what that is. So, yeah, that is, that's extremely important. And another thing, too, she said something about responsibility. Right there is a huge thing. A lot of people, they don't take responsibility for their actions and the things that they say. Because the things that you say, before you even say it, you stand it in your mind. And then you express it verbally. And then you express it in your action. So it's different steps. And it's different development of what those things might be. So that's true. We need to, like, take full accountability and responsibility over the things that we say. But before we say, we need to take accountability for the things that we think, because what you think, that's what you will eventually become. And you'll begin casting and blowing fire at everything around you like a dragon, because that's the part in you internally. That's lies within your temple, destruction. And you destroy everything that's around you, because that's all you see. That's your view. That's your perception.
Absolutely. Let me see if I want to give. If anyone want to chime in, we got a few minutes left for the show. So hit your number one or text my phone if you have a question I can ask if you don't want to speak. Or raise your number one. Great dialogue today. Great topic. Great conversation. I see you out there, Bree. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Let me see. I don't know. 835, thank you for supporting the show. Well, yeah. So I just want to kind of sum up, briefly sum up what the show is about. We were speaking about the power of the voice today, what it is and what it is not. We had some individuals give some great feedback and some great insight on what this topic is really, you know, what it means to them. So I do have some latecomers, so you guys kind of missed most of the conversation. But I definitely appreciate you tuning in anyway. But if you want to chime in real quick, hit your number one on your keypad on your phone. It would notify me that you want to join into the conversation. Or you can quick text me and I will either, you know, ask your question or bring you in that way. All right. Okay. I don't want to miss anybody. I think I missed some people last week. So, Dante, just to sum up the show, give your final thought. I just want to Jerome, if you're still there, let me have Jerome do it real quick because I know he probably had to, you know. Is he still there? Nope. Sis, did you want to do some final thoughts real quick? What's your thoughts on today's show or just some words of wisdom real quick before we close out?
Okay. I think this is a good platform for people that's not used to speaking and or talking or sharing their thoughts to be able to do that. You don't have anybody watching you. You can freely speak. But just also know that there's a responsibility to it because there may be somebody just sitting in the bushes that hear exactly what it is that you say and don't hear anything else. So I think that people need to, you know, just take responsibility and accountability for the words that come out their mouth and think before you speak. I think that's something that everybody needs to do because you can offend somebody and hurt somebody with the words that come out of your mouth because you don't know what's going on in their life or what has gone on in their life. But I think this is a great topic.
Absolutely. I love this topic. And Dante, I want to let you – well, you can go ahead, Dante. I'm about to say something else. Dante, go ahead. You can give your final thoughts.
Okay. All right, yeah. So also to like – I feel like a lot of times, too, our weaknesses are brought forth to us. Like, for example, if you deal with social anxiety, I feel like you're presented with opportunities to break out of that. And a lot of times we try to turn away from it. But there are many a variety of opportunities that are presented to us based upon what we are struggling with, and so we can become a master at it. So I feel like when you see opportunities that arise with that weakness, recognize that opportunity and start operating on it each and every single time because it's obviously trying to pull you and stretch you and help you to become a more refined and better version of you. So when you, like I said, and the only way to spot those opportunities is to develop your mind, develop your thinking, develop how you view and see things, because if you don't work on your mind and develop a better and greater view of the world and things, then you will constantly regurgitate the same experiences and the same things, and you'll look at them as misfortunes instead of opportunities to grow. So just looking at social situations and people initiating conversations with you, and you saying the wrong thing but still bouncing back, and not allowing that thing to define you or break you. It's still moving and going forward from there. Because a lot of times we feel like, okay, man, I embarrass myself. But a lot of times people might see that you embarrassed yourself in that moment, but they're looking at the aftermath, after how you going to bounce back from it. If they see that you easily get discouraged from that, then that's when they begin to make those quick judgments. A lot of times... when you are brought with misfortunes and great adversities, a lot of times it's there so you can begin to go on a journey of developing yourself into a better version. that you need to become. So don't shy away from social situations. I'm not, you know, saying going out there and be an extrovert. But any opportunity that's presented to you, don't even just wait for the opportunities to come to you. You go out there and create the opportunities. You be a creator, because that's naturally what all of us are as human beings. We create. So go out there and create. Develop yourself. Develop your mind. Develop your thinking. Study. Read. Study, study, study. I place a lot of emphasis on that, because you are what you consume. It's like what you consume, such as food, you become that. You are what you are when you put the content and information inside of your mind. That is manifested outside of you when you talk. So when you're feeding on something that's of substance and value, then all you can give to the world is substance and value. And over time, your communication skills will get effective. You will become a greater communicator. Just you constantly feeding on something that's of value, because that's the only thing that's coming out of you. That's a good quality. So that's I would just want to leave it. With that note, I do appreciate you for opening this up to me. You know, this opportunity, like I said, you know, I'm not perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Also, like I said before, I struggle with social anxiety, but I'm overcoming that each and every single time I step out of it. Right.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I definitely appreciate you chiming in and supporting the show, you know, being one of the co-hosts. You did amazing today. You did amazing today. I knew you would, though. But we definitely appreciate the topic. And I'm just going to keep it brief with my final thoughts. You guys all gave some amazing feedback today. And I'm going to take everything you guys said and apply it, because it was some great information, great wisdom. I definitely appreciate all, you know, all the great energy you guys put out there. Just one quick thing. Think before you speak. The power of voice is only one level of the power that we hold in ourselves. It's a very important power to work on, you know what I'm saying? Because I won't try to put it in like order or where it is, but the power of your voice is definitely a top, because in some cases that's going to be the first representation when a person meets you. You know what I'm saying? Not the sound of your voice, but how you project it to that person per se, if that makes sense. So with that being said, oh my goodness, this was a great show. 835, I don't know who you are, but thank you for tuning in. My 216 is always supporting the show. Amber, Bree, Sissy, my other sis, Divine. Thank you for hanging in there, sis. My sis, every week on the show, girl. Thank you, girl. I know you waiting to clock in. Will you have a good day at work, good night at work? Everyone else, the fellas, Jerome, he already logged off. But I appreciate every time he do give his wisdom and his feedback. With that being said, I'm in a great mood, y'all. I'm ending the show in a great mood, which is one thing I do most of the time when I end the show. But I'm really ending the show in a great mood today, because this was great. Thank you, Dante. And with that being said, every Sunday at 7. Yeah, absolutely. You did amazing. Every Sunday at 7 o'clock. Absolutely. I appreciate you as well. Enigmatic Wave Radio Show. Oh, I got a little distracted. Enigmatic Wave Radio Show every Sunday at 7 p.m. Definitely appreciate you guys. Share the show. Let everybody know what we're doing over here. Like to say, you know, we can talk about anything here. This, my platform is open. We had, you know, somebody mention something. It's like I let folks do what they want. It is what it is. So, well, you know, within respect, of course. But yeah, you definitely can be comfortable here and speak about whatever you want to talk about. So, with that being said, everybody enjoy the rest of your beautiful Sunday. Happy fall to everybody. This is my favorite time of the year. So, next Sunday is Jerome's topic. We'll be chiming in to support the brother next week. All right. With that being said, you guys have a great rest of your Sunday. And until next time, peace.